It was another busy weekend on the campaign trail for more than 20 candidates vying for the Democratic presidential nomination. And as Lisa Desjardins reports, the debate on health care reform took center stage.
The 2020 Democratic candidates are trying to run on their own terms.
Starting over makes no sense to me at all.
For former Vice President Joe Biden today, that meant releasing his health care plan. It would add a so-called public option, allowing all Americans to buy into a Medicare-like program run by the government. He previewed the plan this weekend in New Hampshire.
You know, I admire the rest of the field, from Bernie to Elizabeth to Kamala, who want, you know, Medicare for all. And I would build on the Affordable Care Act. And I'd make sure that anyone, that there was a public option.
That drew ire from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. In a tweet today, Sanders knocked the former VP, pointing to his former boss, President Obama, and how Obama called Sanders' Medicare for All a good idea. As for the trail, this weekend, a tale of key states. 10 2020 hopefuls addressed a friendly crowd in Iowa Sunday.
We can do better, America, when it comes to infrastructure.
More than 1,000 caucus-goers turned out in balmy weather for the annual Iowa Progress Corn Feed. With just over 6 months until the caucuses, candidates strove to appeal widely.
I want to make sure that no matter who you are, whether you live in a big city or a small town, no matter what your background is, that you can have those kinds of opportunities too.
In the next state to vote, New Hampshire, no big stage, instead backyards, as candidates worked retail politics. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke pitched his universal early education plan at a house in Manchester.
We'll ensure that school starts not when you're 4 or 5 years old in kindergarten, but when you're 3 or 4 years old in pre-K, universal across the United States of America.
And in swing state Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, the activist left met for the annual Netroots conference. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren was met with cheers ahead of a wide-ranging panel. Also confronting candidates, increased challenges from President Trump, calling Democrats socialists or communists, weak on security. In Iowa, South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg said Democrats need to stand their own ground.
If we embrace a left-wing agenda, the president's going to say we're socialists and we're for open borders. If we adopt a conservative agenda, the president's going to say we're socialists and we're for open borders. So we might as well just stand up for what we believe in and take it from there.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.